right. So I see. You don't want to go back to the old dogma. So I would like to achieve bigger things.
Oh, wait. Hey, wait. You're not coming through.
How many chances did Moses get? How many chances? You said that. Don't you get an infinite number of chances? How many chances did Moses get? He didn't make it. You knew that, right? He was pretty high in the pecking list. You know that, right?
Yeah, right? He's the first.
Okay, yeah. You remember the books of Moses. Being a good little Jewish boy, you'd know that, wouldn't you? The books of Moses kind of apply, don't they?
Yeah.
And, okay. So a needle pulling thread. He didn't make it. How many chances do you think you deserve? You're going to go with eight? You kind of hit that, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You
go 16? Want to go with 16? Yeah, you kind of hit that too, hadn't you already? 22? Club 22, that's good. Club 22 is a nice one.
Right.
So, you're kind of close to that, too. You're kind of close to that one, too. So that's all good.
You learn, one learns from their mistakes, and there's...
Lord, suffering cats, you're a PhD. You're winning. You've got it all conquered. That we wish that were the case. Stop it. Well, listen to what you're saying. This is ridiculous. You've been in therapy world, and all this other place, these people have deluded you into this oblivion. Get out of that bullshit.
He's never stopped making mistakes to learn from his mistakes. 24/7 for 9 years, he's been making mistakes constantly.
Oh. Well, we were trying to give him an ass pass, and let him pull himself out of the abyss. And instead, he's swimming deeper, saying, "I have to stay in the septic tank. That's the only way I learn what shit smells like." Well, if you don't know what shit smells like, the septic tank ain't helping you. These mistakes that you're overcoming from aren't doing you any good. Quit making the mistakes then. Every time you're always relieved when you stop hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. But yet, you're like, "I think I better hit myself. I'll learn from this. Wham, 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 wham. I'll learn from this. I'll get better out there. Wham, wham, wham. I think I need rehab. Put me back in the rehab. You rehab one more time." Come on, man. Get on with this shit. Ain't nobody studying your crap. You got to get on with this thing and ascend. You have all the information.
You have the capacity to do it,
so either do it. Just stop talking about it, stop crying about it, and get on with this thing called living. We don't care.
The show, Matt. It's just getting old.
It's
on retread.
It's wonderful.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm getting it.
You're doing better. You're doing better.
Not doing any better.
We move heaven and earth trying to point this out. We're just saying stop making it so personal, because it's not personal. You come into your place of power, all that shit you supposedly have done won't matter. You can smoke a blunt anywhere. Ha! We don't care. Say something.
One thing about driving around where we are here, Ian likes to roll down the window and yell, "Say something!" to any little old lady that's walking by. He goes, "Say something!" He knows he's attacking people. Conversation.
Yeah, that's true. And then sometimes we come to the red light, we run away and say, "What's up, my nigga?" Sometimes we do that too. We have done that. On the rarest of occasions, we do. They always give us a peace out or a true that for sure. We do that. But the point of this is that you are the point. The point is that all this shit you're talking, blah, 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 whatever that is, it's not helping, obviously. So this don't work, okay? It's not working. So you decided drinking hydrogen peroxide is not going to make you feel better? Okay, good. Then let's don't do that anymore, okay? Shift this to another conversation or topical application based on the information which you thoroughly have embraced and engaged and endured and know. All right, would that be the case, then engage that. Do that. Let that be the mantra. And then you don't have to suck another one of those damn therapy dicks trying to figure out which way the end got up to where you're supposed to be, and you have to go through that bullshit, these recovery positions of something, 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 and it's like, what do I got to do to hurry up and go get high? Then just go get high. Nobody cares, but you've got to come into your place of power. It won't work otherwise. You don't get to do what you want to do when you're not God. You don't run around here and do the damn shit that you're doing as a god unless you ascend. They're going to pin your damn ears back, and you're going to go to the hooscow or to the graveyard or the wherever that is that you go, because you're taking this position and you're doing, I'll take my power. I'll do whatever I want to. But if you're not in your place of power, they're going to bitch slap you every time. They're going to do that. They're going to do it. And you've been experiencing it every single time without fail or exception. So what we're saying is, soften that a little bit and either ascend or quit all that shit you're doing. Those are your choices. Either quit all the shit you're doing or ascend. If you ascend, do any damn thing you want to. Burn it down. Blow it up. Donald Trump said he could shoot somebody in the face on Fifth Avenue and still be the sitting president of the United States of America. Apparently, he ain't scared. Apparently. He's okay. No problem. So the point is that you have much more liberty once you come to that place. But otherwise, every time you go take a shit on the street, somebody's going to get pissed off about it.
Let Matthew recover. Say a few words, Matthew. Give yourself perspective.
This, it's sad that this is helpful to me, but, I mean, I don't use any other
therapy. See, there you go. It's helpful to me, but drop the butt.
If ifs and buds with candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm knowledgeable about film and the occult and New Age and mediumship. And
that's old stuff. None of that happens here, Matthew. You're putting everything back in the rearview mirror.
Mr. Crowley! Man, why don't you come over here? Mr. Crowley, is that what you want?
What am I missing? Isn't that partly what's going on here? Like, what am I missing?
I know!
Ascension is what you're missing. Ascension is what you're missing. That's what's left. That's all. You've done every damn thing but that. So that's all you got left. So you're either going to do that or not. Those are your choices. And get on with it. There's the rub. Get on with it. Turn or burn. Let's go.
Let's see how you respond. Okay, are you getting something?
Yeah, I'm trying to choose ascension, if that's
trying to choose ascension. There's nothing left to choose. See?
I'm thinking about thinking. I'm going to think about thinking. I think that thinking is what I'm going to think about, because I think if I think about thinking, then I might think that I think that thinking is the thing to think about. Don't you think?
I am going to act and not resist anything that I am resisting.
Well, that's good. As an actor, you're going to act. Okay, guess what? That we're not offended by that. If you start acting like God, what we can promise you is that people are either going to challenge you or they're going to respect you as a God. So if you want to do that, that's fine. Total biology sometimes fucked up, but total biology agrees with you. Go in that direction and the path of your least resistance will be how you land. Okay, we'll bite. If that's the only damn thing you've got out of all this bullshit you've gone through all these years, all right, we'll try it. We ain't scared. Go ahead. Do that till you can do better. We like that better than some of these other marvelous, ingenious choices you've come up with so far. So, yeah, we like that. Try it. We'll help. That's the rest of the story, is we have helped already. See, that's the good part,
Don't
right?
you feel stupid, Matthew?
No, I feel like I'm. Ion's helped me, and I'm on a path, and I'm going to succeed, and this was the necessary step.
Yes, massage. What do you call it? The Roki?
It's the massage. I mean, I find this incredible. There's a lot in it. It's...
You're not even sure.
No, I am. I'm fascinated. It's... pretty.
Yeah, but you can't say many words. You start.
Well, I guess I'm
seven syllables.
I'm thinking if you re-listen to my conversation, it's always like somewhat interesting. It's like a slow.
No, you didn't convert. No, it was all Ion. You didn't say much, anything. The only thing he said was, I know about mediumship and the occult, and that's not what's happening here.
Except for the Mr. Crowley stuff, Bob. There was the Mr. Crowley stuff.
No, you said that, referring to the other world. See, I can make them laugh, Matthew. Can you do that? Can you make Ion laugh?
Rare, occasionally.
Accidentally.
I'll take that. Take that as a compliment.
You're actually getting everybody excited. Everybody else is ascending from your numbskullery. On the chat line, they're all going, oh my god, I came three times.
Oh, no, rub it, no, yeah, fuck me hard in the water.
What?
Hey!
Yuri, this pumps me up. Yeah, Maverick. He says Matthew Rose hasn't changed in 10 years. Look at your fucking resume you're creating.
I have
Matthew
that's
Rose.
True.
Matthew,
I sort of.
You haven't been here enough, Matthew. You haven't been here. You may be listening, but you need to do more interaction.
Most of it was done in rehab. Bob has been in rehab. Most
even Ion's now. He's now typing himself on you, talking about you in his conversation with you. He's called banging. Banging. He just wrote. Ion just wrote banging, unless it was the other Ion.